This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Republicans in the Colorado House want the federal government to look at a new state law about guns. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports.
The law will make it illegal in Colorado to buy a wide range of guns without going through hours of safety training and getting a permit. House Republicans are asking U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to review the measure through the Department of Justice's newly created Second Amendment Enforcement Task Force. Several sheriffs who support federal intervention joined them for the announcement, including Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams.
We have to do anything and everything we can to find out if there's a way to overturn this bill.
Republicans also say lawsuits will be coming from gun rights organizations. Usually, constitutional disputes over state law are worked out in the courts, not by petitioning the federal government.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The state Senate Wednesday passed a resolution agreeing to create a structured plan to fully fund public schools based on two cost studies. Senator Kathy Kipp.
They found we're $3.5 to $4 billion a year behind providing every student that free and uniform public education.
This year, lawmakers are advancing a bill to increase funding for schools, but not by enough to cover inflationary costs in all districts. Incoming students at the University of Colorado will pay higher tuition next fall. CU campuses in Boulder and Colorado Springs will raise tuition 3.5% for new in-state undergraduate students. In Boulder, the increase will bring tuition up to more than $13,000. CU Denver is raising tuition 3.3%. The state legislature has increased funding for higher education, but state funding makes up just a fraction of universities' operating budgets. It's turning colder for Denver and Colorado Springs with snow Friday and Saturday, and temperatures tomorrow only in the 30s. This is CPR News and KRCC.